This is Racing HQ on your racing leader. Let's get right into it now with the latest on the Golden Rose. We're awaiting some news, we believe, maybe today on Vancouver, whether that horse goes forward to the Rose. Mick Price, though, joins us from Melbourne to give us an update on a couple of his. Morning to you, Mick.
Morning, Andrew. How you going?
Very well, mate. Ready for victory. You've made a decision that the horse won't be coming to Sydney.
Well, Sun International having a bit of a day at Flemington, and they're happy to run him in the Dane Hill with D. Oliver on. Jabali, their other horse, runs the same day, and I believe they've got a filly to run the same day also. They were a little bit concerned about, well, you know, trip to Sydney, run, come back, what it takes out of them. Personally, I would have gone. Can't win Group 1s if you're not there.
Mm.
But anyway, so be it. So down the straight we go.
Down the straight in the Dane Hill. You would have been, I mean, you want to win every race, but you would have been wrapped with his comeback race on the weekend?
Well, Zara got off and just said, I wish I had a drawn the outside. Clearly wins. And I was very happy with him. And he just needed a bit of a clear crack at him. But look, he's pulled up well. Had a couple of days there where he was having to think about things, but this morning he was bouncing around like a little baby. So he's really well in himself, and he looks set for a very good prep.
He certainly does. So the Dane Hill, that's down the straight, isn't it, there?
Correct.
Yeah, so I'm hesitating. Now, has he had the experience down the straight?
He won his first start.
He's won, yeah, that's what
before.
I was thinking. Yeah. Mm. So he's had a look down there. I guess that, yeah, he'll be fine down there, and if he's bounced out. The other one, Prince of Brooklyn, it's number 34 on paper, but a lot of horses are dropping out. Is it any chance of coming?
It's not the conversation I've had with the owners at this point. I suppose where the horse finished is about him. You know, the two races that he did win were nice races to win, but different class of horse around at the moment for him. So I'm pretty sure that he'll go the 1,400 metre three-year-old listed at Flemington on the big track. I think for Henry Bucks, and then en route to Caulfield Guineas somewhere from there. But look, 1,400 will be good for him. Mile will be good for him. He's in good order.
The other one, just on Ready for Victory, is, I mean, hopefully the good preparation continues out of Saturday with the Dane Hill. Is he's a Caulfield Guineas horse, do you feel, at a mile?
I think yes. Obviously, the Group 1 Caulfield Guineas finds him a home at stud, you know, a Sun International home at stud. I can't remember everything, but I remember Weekend Hustler won the Caulfield Guineas and came back to the Coolmore. So one of the stadium-making races for three-year-olds is obviously the Coolmore, if it's not the stadium-making race. So if he was to go Caulfield Guineas, he'd need to be mad freshen up. But look, I suppose we'll go 1,400, then the Guineas Prelude, and get a bit of a clue from there. And I'm pretty sure he's Caulfield Guineas horse. And then freshen up beyond the Coolmore, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. They're stallion-making horses, but Sun International, of course, have got their bases where the likes of Fiorente already stands.
Yeah, 100%. Well, this is why they buy their colts. You know, they want their colts to be made on the race course, which is what they have to do. So, anyway, there'll be plenty of opportunities for Ready for Victory.
Mate, just before I let you go, Le Bon Soeur and maybe one or two others at the Valley on Saturday?
Le Bon Soeur is down the beach. He had a little touchy body of suspensory there, so he's splashing through the water. You won't see him. Batterweir will compete in a very tough fillies race. On Carlo may back up. I'll just have a look at the race. He's down the beach at the moment. Pilly's Wish will run in the 1,200 metre listed race, trying to run a place. Her little career. So, yeah, I don't have a big day, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was unfortunate because Le Bon Soeur had its chance there, didn't it? A 1,000-metre speedy little horse around the valley following its last start.
Yeah, look, you would have thought he'd be well-suited. But anyway, look, he'll bounce back. But certainly we don't take any compromises on their longevity if we get the right information. So that's what we're doing.
All right. Thanks for the information. Our punters really appreciate it. I've hesitated a few times in this interview. Have you got a couple today?
Yeah, Secret Agenda should go very well, and Mass Murder should go very well. The two girls, they both should be nice little chances today at Sandown.
All right, that's race 4, number 9, and race 7, number 15 today. Thanks for your time, Mick.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Mick Price there. So there's the news. Ready for Victory is out of the Golden Rose. Tab.com.au revising that market. Now, I'm going to give you a list of horses that are out of the Golden Rose. Did a massive ring around overnight and this morning. So these are the horses that, and I'm giving you in the order of entry. So these are the horses that I've taken out. As I say, my understanding is that we might hear some news on Vancouver later today. We'll wait and see on that. You can take out Pride of Dubai, Ottoman, Headwater, Furnaces, Ready for Victory, Takedown, Look to the Stars, Blueberry Hill, Calliverite, Remar, Sargarone, Tarquin, Off the Brave, Fireworks, Antelucan, Miss Idyllic, Serenade you can take out, also Heir Apparent, Seeking Asylum, Italy, King's Troop and Claudia Jean. Now, they're the ones that you can take out. I've spoken with Chris Waller this morning. Obviously, Prestapen goes there for Ty England. He's told me at this stage no decisions have been made. He said Japanese Me, unlikely. And the other one, Wangdang Mountain, unlikely. But he stressed that with both of those, things could change given the amount of horses that are dropping out of this race. So of the top 42, I've got about 24 horses out. They'll run 17, so a bit to play out over the next week for the DeBorderly Wines Golden Rose, and if any news comes out through the day on Vancouver, we'll bring it to you. Sean Geimer's joining. He's on the comeback trail back home in New South Wales. Morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. Thanks for holding on while I did all that, mate. Where have you been?
Well, I went over just before the season ended, a couple of months before. I went over to Adelaide for Mr. McAvoy because I was riding here in Sydney for him, obviously, in the mornings and race day. And he was kind enough to give me the opportunity to ride for him over in Adelaide just before the end of the season and, you know, see how things went over there. And went over there for him just at the end of August and... I was lucky enough to be able to ride a few winners over there and enjoy my time over there. But, you know, the season come to an end and unfortunately I copped a bit of a stint on the sidelines, a suspension. And now I'm just back home and ready to get back amongst it.
All right. So are you back Saturday? Have you got a couple of rides there, given that you've sort of made the decision reasonably late, you know, how booking riders can be?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, Saturday's looking a bit bare, but I think I'm heading off to Mudgee on Sunday and Nowra on Monday. So just looking to work my way back into it. Obviously, having the month off, the weight did climb up a little bit, so it's been a bit tough getting that back off through winter. But I'm chipping away at it and working hard at it, and I'm looking forward to the return.
And, mate, where are you riding for a few in Sydney or where are you basing yourself?
Yeah, look, I'm spreading myself around between Hawkesbury and Warwick Farm. Anywhere that I'd be able to go, I'd be more than happy to go. But just for the meantime, just between Warwick Farm and Hawkesbury there for the trainers. And, yeah, I'd be more than happy to find some other places to ride as well.
Righto. Who's managing you is the next question.
I've got Chris Nolan. I've had him now for a little bit. He was taking over my rides as well over in Adelaide. And, he does a great job. Anyone that's listening that I can be, use their services or anything like that, you can find his number in the back of the Racing New South Wales catalogue there. And, Yeah, no, Chris Nolan, he does a great job.
All right, so Chris Nolan it is for any trainer out there, any owner that wants to book Sean Geimer going forward. You can hear it in his voice. He's got that adrenaline to get going, and we look forward to seeing you over this weekend coming up. Thanks for your time, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Thanks very much for having me on.
No, good on you, mate. Sean Geimer back home in New South Wales and back riding, getting the weight down and getting amongst it. Looking forward to seeing his talents again. Well, yesterday, of course, we had the Melbourne Cup nominations released, and Jamie Lovett joins us from Australian Thoroughbred Bloodstock. Jamie, couple of horses that we need to get updates on from a spring point of view. Goldstream, the horse that ran in America, destined for another Group 1.
At this stage, I think he'll run Sunday in Germany. So we're hopeful that'll give us another clearer indication as whether he comes to Australia or not.
Okay. I mean, there were immediate mixed views after America from the team, whether you give him another sort of 12 months, wasn't there?
Yeah, look, that was our initial thoughts. But Andreas, he actually had to delay travelling the horse back. His bloods are upside down, and it appears he sort of picked up a low-grade virus over there, so we're sort of giving the benefit of the doubt. He seems quite bright at home, I'm told, and Andreas is quite keen to run him on Sunday. So we're having a look at that, and obviously, again, that'll sort of, the picture will become a bit clearer after the weekend, Andrew.
Yeah, understand. All right, so that's in Germany, Goldstream. What about the other possibility of singing?
Yeah, he had a little setback after his latest run, but as I understand it, he's quite happy with him. He seems to have picked up again, and I think now he's sort of ran out of time to give him another run in Germany, so that would sort of rule out the Caulfield Cup, but we're quite keen to run him in either the Caulfield Stakes and or the McKinnon, so with having not quite the base to go into a Caulfield Cup, he's still a chance of running in one of those races, Andrew.
All right, so it's a wait and see, but obviously he's done okay since his last run for you to put him into quarantine at Newmarket next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we left that decision with Andreas. If he wasn't right, obviously he's not right. But no, evidently he just had a little issue on the knee, but he's responded to treatment. And he's his last two serious pieces of work, he's been very happy with him. So he'll go down, I think Tuesday, mate, they go down to Newmarket. So all systems go there and we'll get him out there and assess him. You know, obviously, if he does well and the horse is in training, quarantine centre, then we'll push on to one of those races.
Yeah, all right. So that's updates on Goldstream and singing. And I got a text just a short time ago from Chris Lees that Protectionist, they've decided, I guess along with a chat with you, that the tramway is the better option at 1400 rather than the mile of the Chelmsford.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to Fred this morning, but I understand that he was leaning that way, Andrew. So that's the way he's decided, if he's accepted. So obviously it's way shorter where we distance, but we've got to kick him off somewhere, so that's where he'll go.
Yeah, exactly. I think Chris's concern talking to him on here yesterday was that you just sort of don't want to blow him up first up at a mile when he may not be quite ready for that.
Yeah, look, I think it's fair to say, given the setback in the Sydney Cup, that he came in a bit later than what's ideal, so we, you know, he's probably 2 weeks behind, but as we've discussed, it's better to be behind, you know, late September, late August than be behind in a couple of months' time. Yeah. So we're on track, but I think it's just, obviously, Chris would prefer to kick him off the shorter distance range.
Yeah, understand. All right, we'll watch for him on the weekend. Thanks for your time, Jamie. Keep well, mate.
No problem. Thanks, Andrew.
Jamie Lovett there from Australian Thoroughbred Bloodstock. By the way, I should have mentioned this off the top. Racing's First Lady celebrates her birthday today. Gay, if you're listening, or anyone from the family, you can pass it on our behalf. Gay Waterhouse celebrating her birthday today. A day with mixed emotions. It was this day that Gay's father, Tommy Smith, passed away back in 1998. But on a more positive, Gay Waterhouse, happy birthday today, Gay. I hope it's a beauty for you. In regard to the Golden Rose, I just want to go back to that before we go to Mark Hunter for his winners at Sandown. The Peter Moody stable have let me know Gold Symphony, who was very impressive on Saturday to win at Caulfield, to win the McNeil, and beating Ready for Victory, who's now out of the Golden Rose. The plan is that Gold Symphony will be coming for Triple Crown to run in the Golden Rose on Saturday week. So that is a goer for Gold Symphony. The other one is Let's Make It Rain for Ron Quinton. Ron told me this morning, with a number of horses dropping out, he's probably going to do a bit of a rethink because there's so many horses dropping out. It wasn't originally in his plan, but right now he's thinking, why not? So we'll wait and see what the decision is made. They don't obviously have to make it until early next week. There's a field of 17 that will line up in the Golden Rose on Saturday week. Just trying to get Mark Hutter up online to get the winners for Sandown. Seeking Asylum is one that I spoke with Gary Portelli about this morning. Was entered in the Golden Rose, but won't be happening, obviously. Had a bit of an ease up, the three-year-old filly, after its last win in July. Seeking Asylum cantered around this morning. Did it nicely out there at Warwick Farm. Is being set towards the Moonee Valley Fillies Classic and possibly the Wakeful. They're the two races that Gary Portelli's got in mind for Seeking Asylum, the Moonee Valley Fillies Classic, and possibly the Wakeful. Not too sure where the first up run will be for the filly. We'll take a break and then Mark Hutter.